the same. On Saturday last, a forenoon like whirling demons, dark with slanting rain, full of rage. And then the afternoon, so calm, so bathed with flooding splendor from heaven's most excellent sun, with atmosphere of sweetness. So clear, it showed the stars long, long before they were due. As the president came out on the Capitol portico, a curious little white cloud, the only one in that part of the sky, appeared like a hovering bird right over him. Walt Whitman, witnessing Lincoln's second inaugural address, Memoranda During the War.
What he said there. There are children playing soccer on a field at Gettysburg where the Union Army lost the first day's fight, playing soccer like a bunch of Belgians and in the middle of football season, no less. Outside of town, there's a billboard for a shopping mall said to be the Gettysburg Address for shopping. Standing on the train platform where Abraham Lincoln disembarked from Washington on November 18, 1863, there's a Confederate soldier, a reenactor. "Which direction is south?" I ask him, trying to recreate the presidential moment. When the fake Johnny Reb replies that he doesn't know, I scold him, "Dude, you're from there." Around the corner, the citizens of Gettysburg stand in line at the Majestic Theater for the 2:10 showing of Meet the Parents. Bennett, the friend I'm with, makes a dumb joke about Lincoln meeting his in-laws, the Todds. "Things did not go well," he says. It is November 19, 2000, the 137th anniversary of the cemetery dedication ceremony at which Lincoln delivered a certain speech. Referring to the Declaration of Independence in 1776, Lincoln said,
"Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal."
Always start with the good news. I could say that I've come to Gettysburg as a rubbernecking tourist, that I've shown up to force myself to mull over the consequences of a war I never think about. Because that would make a better story, a gum-chewing, youngish person who says, like too much, comes face to face with the horrors of war and learns something. But, like, this story isn't like that. Fact is, I think about the Civil War all the time, every day. I can't even use a cotton ball to remove my eye makeup without spacing out about slavery's favorite cash crop and that line from Lincoln's second inaugural address that,
"It may seem strange that any men should dare to ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces."
Well, that, and why does black eyeliner smudge way more than brown? I guess Gettysburg is a pilgrimage, and, like all pilgrims, I'm a mess. You don't cross state lines to attend the 137th anniversary of anything unless something's missing in your life. The fighting at Gettysburg took place between July 1st and July 3rd, 1863. The Union, under the command of General George Meade, won, but not at first and not with ease. In the biggest, bloodiest battle ever fought on U.S. soil, 51,000 men were killed, wounded, or missing. I am interested enough in that whopping statistic to spend most of the day being driven around the immense battlefield. Interested enough to walk down a spur on Little Round Top to see the monument to the 20th Maine, where a bookish but brave college professor named Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain ran out of ammo and ordered the bayonets that held the Union's ground. Interested enough to stop at the copse of trees, where the Confederate General George Pickett aimed his thousands of soldiers who were mowed down at the climax and sit on a rock and wonder how many Southern skulls were cracked open on it. I care enough about the 51,000 to visit the graves, semicircular rows of stones